This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
If your head's not spinning enough with all of the events I've been telling you about, I have yet another one for you. It seems that meeting season is in full swing. This coming Monday, the U of I Extension office in Taylorville is hosting a Dudley Smith Field Day. Extension educator Gary Letterly will be just one of the presenters, and he has the details on what you can expect to experience at the meeting, and he explains just what exactly the Dudley Smith research is used for.
We try to offer a couple of U of I Dudley Smith field days each year. The U of I research site out near Pena, Illinois, just off of Route 29, north of Pena, is a site where 228 acres, where livestock production, row crop production takes place, and been a part of the extension program for a long time, probably the last 16 years or so that we've offered Dudley Smith field days. And this one's going to be a little different. Again, Monday, the 23rd of January, that's, a Monday. It's kind of going to trip a few people up. Starting at 9:30, running through the noontime, is going to be our cow-calf field day. And we'll focus in on livestock production issues, since that's been one of the research components out at the Dudley Smith Farm. But we're going to do it at the Extension office. It's a little nicer. It's a little warmer. We don't have to worry about the weather quite so much, and makes it a little more enjoyable time. And we've got the program lineup pretty much set. We will have some comments from the U of I Office of Research, giving some project updates that are currently being funded and some of those that are upcoming. So, again, we've got livestock production taking place out at the U of I Dudley Smith Farm, beef cattle production. We've also have some row crop work that's been done and currently ongoing. And then we've got a land drainage project, and we'll talk briefly about that. But this focus, the focus of the program on the 23rd is going to be the beef program.
Will this program have some classroom time and then also a visit to the research farm to sort of check things out and see what's happening there, or what's the setup going to be like?
The setup will be, we'll start there at the U of I Extension office in Taylorville at 1120 North Webster Street, and we will do an update of the projects. We'll also, working with Ed Ballard, who's a retired Extension livestock systems, animal systems educator, and myself, we'll give some updates of regional projects that are taking place, some happening at the Dudley Smith Farm, some happening across the region, dealing with forage and livestock efforts in the Midwest. So that'll be kind of a little more of the local flavor. We'll also bring in Dr. David Davis. He's a University of Missouri Research Center forage expert. His program will be pasture diversity, the use of cover crops to extend the grazing season, and we'll give plenty of time for questions and answers. Dr. Davis is a friend and associate of some of our staff at the U of I. We've never had any problem bringing in educators and researchers from other land-grant institutions, particularly those that have great backgrounds in livestock production. We always feel that we've got a good staff at the U of I, but we also have some very good staff at some of our neighboring land-grant institutions. So Dr. Davis is one of those researchers and will share, again, about pasture diversity, use of cover crops to extend the grazing season, making the selections of the pasture species, the grass, the forbs that you need out there that can make you a successful livestock producer. And then we're also going to start an effort where we try to bring in a local producer or two, and we have them highlight their operation. And this year, we'll kind of leave it as a little bit of a surprise, but we've got an area producer that's actually worked pretty closely with U of I on some projects, and they'll share details of their operation and how they've applied some of the research that takes place at the U of I, at the Dudley Smith Farm, how they've applied that into their current practices and how they've made it part of their farm operation. So I think people will enjoy that quite a bit. And then if we'll do a light lunch there following those presentations, and then if the weather is agreeable, we'll do a brief tour, those who want to travel out to the U of I Dudley Smith Farm, and we'll head out there for just a brief windshield tour or walking tour, depending on what the weather's doing on the 23rd of January. And we usually have quite a few takers on that. So, again, it'll start at 9:30 at the U of I Extension office in Taylorville. Please register in advance so we can accommodate for those that want to attend, and also since we're providing a light lunch for those participants so that we have a good number in advance. We can handle a few walk-ins, but it sure helps if you give us a call in advance. The number is 217-287-7246. You can do that, or you can register online. Go to our U of I website and find our Unit 18, Christian, Montgomery, Macoupin, and Jersey counties, and look for the program listing for January 23rd, and it will be the Dudley Smith Beef Cow-Calf Field Day.
Well, sounds great. Sounds like a lot of things people can learn, a lot of great speakers lined up for that field day. You mentioned that the Dudley Smith Farm has been functioning there and doing research for several years. You mentioned that some of that research is probably published so farmers can take that information and use it in their operations. What typically happens with it? Is it published? Is it used at the university to help educate students? Or what is the use of the research, I guess, is my question.
I have an opinion, and my opinion is often shared directly with campus in regards to what happens at Dudley Smith. There's an advisory group that takes and offers suggestions and reviews the research projects. But one thing we've all pushed for, that is that the research projects that are selected, that they are that they have a very strong component, that they are relatable to what's happening locally in our region, and that if it's a research project that's being funded, that it helps answer questions that producers need answers to now. And sometimes constructing a research project to try to get to the now questions and the future questions can be a difficult task. And for it to be true research, it needs to be, replicated trials. So that in itself, as opposed to just a demonstration, we do some demonstration work out at the U of I Dudley Smith Farm, but we want to really hit hard that it's a research project. And so the research that that gets funded out at the Dudley Smith site has to have that component that it meets the local issues and brings something back to the community, answers those questions that make production agriculture more sustainable in the community and across the Midwest. So, there's several projects going on simultaneously. One that's just a brand new project that's been going on since early this summer was the installation of drainage tile to collection points, and we've got 17, 18 replicated trials that will go into corn production this year, and then there'll be varying rates of nitrogen, probably plant population, maybe the use of cover crop, but different strategies that farmers can use to reduce nutrient loss. So the water is going to be monitored. There's going to be actually an infield or edge of field system put in place, which is a bioreactor, which allows for nitrogen components that have been applied to the field or deposited into the field, taking that what comes through the soil profile, allowing it to interact with a kind of a wood chip battery of sort, which is the bioreactor, and in that bioreactor, that nitrate, which is the leachable form of N, for the most part, stays and moves in the water through the profile, which is causing a lot of our problems as it leaves the farm. It can react with the wood chips and form N2 gas, which goes back into the atmosphere. It's a lot better for it to be there than to be in the water that's leaving the farm field. And that's one of our big, big, big issues with nutrient loss reduction. How do we keep that nitrogen either in the farm field or keeping it from entering into the water bodies of the state of Illinois that travel to the Mississippi, that travel to the Gulf of Mexico? So that's a big project. It's ongoing, and it's just getting started, and the tiles have all just been put in. So we plan to have some in-field, additional field days in the upcoming months and years.
Well, sounds like there's a lot of great work going on at the Dudley Smith Farm and throughout U of I Extension offices across the state. So basically, I think the answer is you're doing research to find answers for farmers that they can apply to their operations.
I tried to say it that way, but I think you said it better.
Once again, that was Gary Letterly with U of I Extension. And again, the number to call to reserve your spot for the January 23rd field day in Taylorville is 217-287-7246. And we're out of time for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. Reporting, I'm Katie Wilson.